Thank you all. I'll try not to get drunk on the power of running the committee, but I'm sure you all will take me down off the ledge if that happens. So we are being audio and video recorded. In terms of members of our committee that are here tonight, we have Councillor Crossley from Ward 5, Councillor Kalis from Ward 8, Councillor Kelly from Ward 3, Councillor Danberg from Ward 6, Councillor Laredo from Ward 7, and we have some background news that needs to disappear. And that's everyone, right? In terms of the members of the administration, well, I guess we'll get to that when we get to our items. Okay, so we already did our NewCal project update. So we will go to the first item on our committee, which is 285-21, Eversource Energy petition for a grant of location on Pearl Street, Eversource Energy petitioning for a grant of location to install one pole in Pearl Street, which is in Ward 1. And we, after the city council talks about it, we will open a public hearing as well. And with that, I believe we have City Engineer Lou Taverna here to just discuss this item.
Yes, I'll kick it off. Sure.
Taverna, would you like to just describe what this is about?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Lou Taverna, City Engineer. As you know, we are Public Works is proposing to rehabilitate the Pearl Street parking lot, which was approved by City Council many months ago. In order to get power to the parking lot lighting system and to the parking lot proposed electric vehicle stations, we need to run power from the north side of from the utility pole on existing utility pole on the north side of Pearl Street over to the south side of Pearl Street and into the parking lot. Unfortunately, there is a large diameter MWRA water main, rather shallow in Pearl Street, which prohibits Eversource from running cable and conduit over the MWRA pipe. Very, very difficult, if not impossible, to jack or tunnel conduit underneath the MWRA 48-inch pipe. So we decided to go overhead from the existing utility pole to a proposed utility pole in Pearl Street, right on the edge of the sidewalk and the Pearl Street parking lot. So that's the purpose of tonight's grant of location, is to get permission to locate the new proposed utility pole within the Pearl Street parking lot, immediately adjacent to the Pearl Street sidewalk, to bring new power into the parking lot for the EV station chargers. And I believe we have Phyllis Galloway from Eversource as well.
That's correct, Lou.
Okay, and before we go any further, I want to recognize that we have Councillor Bowman here from Ward 6, not a member of the committee, and Councillor Downs also from Ward, Ward 5, sorry, also a member of the committee. Ward 5. And also not a member of the committee. So Ms. Galloway, did you have anything to add to that?
No, Lou was very informative. That's exactly what we propose to do.
Okay, great. Does anyone have any questions? Okay, seeing none, let's open the public hearing. Are there any members of the public here who would like to speak on this item? Okay, it's a pretty straightforward item, and fabulous to be moving ahead with electrification of our transportation sector, making it easier for folks to charge. With that, we can close the public hearing, and do we have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Okay, I heard Councillor Crossley first. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, it is unanimous. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, let's move on to item 275-21, request for home rule petition to require electricity in new or rehabilitated buildings. The chair of the Public Facilities Committee requesting a home rule petition for special legislation to allow the city of Newton to enact an ordinance that requires new and substantially or rehabilitated buildings to use electricity instead of fossil fuels for heating and cooling systems and hot water appliances and for hot water by electricity or thermal solar. Seems like we have a run-on sentence, but that's not important. So we've discussed this item many times over the last probably 2 years or so at this point. Hopefully most of the technical questions have been answered, but if not, we do have Ann Berwick here from the administration. If there are any lingering questions, hopefully folks had a chance to review the verbiage of the Home Rule petition itself and the ordinance language. Are there any questions?
Madam Acting Chair?
Yes.
If there are no questions, I would move approval of this item.
Okay, I do. Oh, and now I see that Councilor Laredo has a question or a comment.
Okay, I can hold on to that motion.
Oh, Councilor Laredo, there you are.
I realize that. Thank you. Just a quick question. I want to be clear that we're not bound to the exact language of this draft ordinance via the Home Rule petition. Is that correct?
That is correct. In fact, the state legislature actually has the authority to make changes of their own. I know this from when we went through the process of changing the name from alderman to city councilor. So we will want to be in close contact with our state delegation to make sure that any changes that get suggested are ones that we would agree with.
Right. My understanding, I just want to confirm this. We're asking just so everyone's clear, we're asking the legislature for permission to pass this type of ordinance, and here's the draft that we're contemplating, but we're going to have a full opportunity to work through the language again if the legislature gives us that permission. Is that right, Ms. Berwick?
So I think that the city council, the city could narrow the ordinance.
Okay.
Beyond what the Home Rule Authority, the legislator provides by way of Home Rule Authority. But if the legislature says, if the legislature says you can do X, Y, and Z, the city could choose to do only X and Y. But if the legislature says you could do X, Y, and Z, the city could not also do X, Y, Z, and W.
That makes sense to me. And that's really consistent with my understanding of what we're doing. I just wanted that clarification. I appreciate that, Ms. Berwick. Thank you. All set, Madam Chair.
Great. Thank you. So we have a motion on the table. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Great. Unanimously passed. Okay, moving on. We have a couple reappointments, which should go relatively quickly. We don't ask people to come back for these if these are reappointments, so we'll just read them and hopefully this will be quite smooth. Item 273-21, reappointment of Robin Maltz to the Sustainable Materials Management Commission. Her Honor the Mayor reappointing Robin Maltz, 20 Chatham Road, Newton, as a member of the Sustainable Materials Management Commission for a term to expire on May 31st, 2024. Do we have a motion in favor?
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Excellent. Congratulations, Ms. Maltz. And moving on to item 274-21, reappointment of John Lewis to the Sustainable Materials Management Commission. Her Honor the Mayor reappointing John Lewis, 56 La Marissa Road, Newton, as a member of the Sustainable Materials Management Commission for a term to expire on May 31st, 2024. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Councillor Danberg. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Excellent. Mr. Lewis can continue to serve. And with that, I believe that is all the items on our agenda. I know that Cassidy had wanted to confirm the date for our next meeting. Cassidy, is that something we still need to do?
So I heard from everyone that's on this meeting now. I think the meeting is going to happen on July 1st. That already happened. July 21st, because that had the most availability. So I'll be sending that agenda out tomorrow to everyone.
Okay, perfect. And with that, I think we can adjourn at 8 p.m.
Good job, Madam.
Well done, Madam Vice Chair.
Thanks, folks.
I'm glad Allison stayed on vacation.